April 16, 1933. How in all created things, God always has something to say to us, I love you. How in all the acts of his life, Jesus enclosed love, conquests, triumphs. I was doing my round in the divine volition. I feel that I am the little tiny butterfly that always goes around and within its light and its ardent love, hoping that I would go around so much, even to such that I would remain burnt and consumed by its divine light, as to feel myself one single thing with his most holy will. And since the first point of departure is creation, in which while I go around I always find new surprises of love, so I remained amazed by it. And my highest good Jesus, in order to make me comprehend all the more, told me, my daughter, how welcome to me is your sojourn in the acts that our Supreme Being did in creation. And therefore I feel myself as enraptured and constrained by my love to narrate to you our story of love that we had in the creation, and in all the rest that we have done only and for pure love toward creatures. Coming into our acts is the same as coming into our house, and not telling you anything about the so many things that we have to say would be as sending you away fasting, which our love does not know how to do, nor does it want to do. Therefore, you must know that our fiat pronounced itself and it extended the azure vault, and our love embroidered it with stars, placing in each star an act of continuous love toward creatures, such that every star says, your creator loves you, nor can he ever cease loving you. We are here, nor do we move out of place even a little in order to always have something to tell you, I love you, I love you. But pass on. Our fiat created the sun, filled it with so much light as to be able to give light to the whole earth, and our love, placing itself in competition with the sun, filled it with so many effects that they are innumerable, effects of sweetness, variety of beauty, of colors, of tastes, that the earth, only because it was touched by this light, receives as life these admirable effects and its admirable and incessant sing-song, I love you with my love of sweetness, I love you and I want to make you beautiful, I want to embellish you with my divine colors, and if I embellish the plants for you, I want to make you even more beautiful. No, in this light I descend even to you in order to tell you with pleasure I love you. I take pleasure in loving you, and am all ears in order to hear I love you said to me by you. I can say that the sun is filled with my continuous and repeated I love you. But alas! The creature does not give any thought to it. Nor does she pay attention to receiving this love of ours, incessant in so many ways and various forms, that it would be enough to drown her and to consume her with love. But we do not stop, we continue on. Our fiat created the wind, and our love filled it with effects, such that the freshness, the gusts, whistling, moans, and howls of the wind are repeated I love you's single quote that we say to the creature. And in the freshness we give her our refreshing love. In the gusts we blow on her with our love, even to moaning and howling with our ruling and incessant love, and so on for the rest. The sea, the earth, were created by our fiat. The fish, the plants that the sea and earth produce are the effects of our love that powerfully and repeatedly say I love you in all created things, I love you as through all, I love you within you, and so much is my love, oh please. Do not deny me your love. And yet it seems that they have no ears to listen to us, nor heart to love us, and therefore when we find one who listens to us, we hold her as the outlet of our love, and as the little secretary of the story of creation. Having said this, he was silent. And I continued in the acts of the divine will. And arriving at those of the redemption, my beloved Jesus added, my blessed daughter, listen still to my long story of love. I could say that it is an interminable chain of incessant love, never interrupted. After all, I created the creature in order to love him, in order to keep him united with me, and not loving him would go against my will itself. I would act against my own nature that is all love. And then I created him because I felt the need of revealing my love, and of letting him hear the sweet continuous whisper I love you, I love you. Now you must know that as soon as I was conceived, and in the whole course of my life, in all the acts that I did, I enclosed inside love, conquest, triumph. My work was very different from that of creatures. To do and not to do, to suffer and not to suffer, was in my power. My all-seeingness held nothing from me, and first I placed my will in my acts, I enclosed the fullness of sanctity, fullness of love, fullness of all goods, and then, with full knowledge I offered myself to work or to suffer, according to what I myself wanted. And with this I rendered myself conqueror and triumpher of my acts. But do you know for whom I made these conquests and these triumphs? For creatures. I loved them so much, and I wanted to give. I wanted to be Jesus' conqueror, giving them my conquests and my triumphs in order to conquer them, such that my life down here was nothing other than a continuous act of heroic love that never says enough to conquests and to triumphs, in order to render my children happy. And I did this in everything. If I walked, I had the virtue of being able to go from one city to another without making use of my steps, but I wanted to walk in order to place my love in every step so that in every step it would run, and I rendered myself conqueror and triumpher of my steps. Oh! If creatures would pay attention to me, they would have heard in my steps the continuous cry, I run in search of the creatures in order to love them and to be loved. So if I worked with Saint Joseph in order to procure the necessities of life, it was love that ran. They were conquests and triumphs that I made, because one fiat was enough for me to have everything at my disposal. And making use of my hands for a little profit, the heavens were amazed. The angels remained enraptured and mute in seeing me abase myself to the humblest actions of life. But my love had its outlet, it filled, overflowed, in my acts, and I was always the divine conqueror and triumpher. Taking food was not necessary for me, but I took it in order to make love run more and to make new conquests and triumphs. In fact, I gave course to the most humble and base things of life that were not necessary for me, but I did in order to form as many distinct ways in order to let my love run, and to form new conquests and triumphs over my humanity in order to make a gift of them to those I loved so much. And therefore one who does not receive my love, and does not love me, forms my hardest martyrdom, and places my love on the cross. But I pass on. In order to form the redemption, one tear of mine, one sigh, was enough, but my love would not have remained content. Being able to give and to do even more, my love would have remained blocked in itself, and would not have been able to boast by saying, I have done everything, I have suffered everything, I have given you everything. My conquests are superabundant, my triumph is complete. I can say that I reached even to confounding the human ingratitude with my love, with my excesses, and with unheard of pains. Therefore I myself placed in every pain the intensity of the most intense and bitter suffering, the most humiliating confusions, the cruelest barbarities, and afterwards I furnished myself with all the most sorrowful effects that only a man in God could suffer. I offered myself to suffer it, and oh! The admirable conquests in my pains, and the full triumph that my love made. No one would have been able to touch me if I did not want it. And here is the whole secret: my pains were voluntary, wanted by me, and therefore they contain the miraculous secret, the conquering strength, love that moves one to remorse, and they have the virtue of overwhelming the whole world and changing the face of the earth. Fiat.